Anyway, welcome back, ladies. How's everyone doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Welcome back to this episode of Thick and Tired. My name's Cassidy. We have...
I'm Gia.
Leah.
Corinne.
Guess what? It's June.
It's Pride Month,
it's Pride
baby.
Pride Month. Happy Pride to everyone out there.
Happy Pride if you're one of our couples who...
What did you say before?
What did I say? I said that they need to send me their wedding
lesbians.
Photos.
Lesbians. Send?
Yeah. My lesbians or any bride who's not marrying a man, I want you to send me
your
wedding photos. Please.
Wedding photos.
Yeah, we need more wedding photos.
Because I want to see them.
But we have...
Because they have the, like, oh my gosh, the styles.
Yeah.
When they come in, the veils, the dresses, the, you know, the matching of this, the not matching.
Yeah.
I love it.
I
want to see... The first look photos?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When we used to do the bridesmaids in the other store, and we did it the one year in here, we used to take the bridesmaids' dresses and put them in the color of the pride flag.
I remember that.
And then we would put them in the window.
Oh,
we would
love
do like
that.
A little rainbow.
And it was really, really cool. And then we stopped doing bridesmaids, and I didn't have the colors anymore to do it.
Thank God we stopped doing the bridesmaids.
I mean, they were a little bit of a pain in the ass, but you know whatever.
I mean, I'm like looking around, and I'm like, I guess we could do blush because it's
like
pink.
Well, we did, like, we had, like, yellow.
Oh,
we had, like, the whole color. We had the whole rainbow. And we, like, literally lined them up, like, back. Like, it was cool.
Cute.
I have pictures. I'll have to post them.
That is cute. Maybe we could do something like that in Port Jeff.
Yeah.
We could do that.
I have to find those colors.
Who's your favorite gay icon, Corinne?
Colors. Cher. I freaking love Cher from Cher. From, like, when I was a kid and my mom, like, followed, like, you know, like, watched the show, like, the Sonny and Cher show and stuff. And, like, at this... Well, now it's Chaz, but, like, at the time it was Chastity Bono, and she was, like, this little itty-bitty thing. And I just love Cher. She's, like, with her Bob Mackie dresses. She's just so insanely...
She's, like, 100 years old.
I can't do that on here, but I just, like, flew my headband.
Can you do an impression of her?
Of Cher?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to leave that to Just Jack.
Who's that?
What? You guys don't know who Just Jack is?
Oh, Will and Grace.
Yeah.
Yeah, fabulous.
Oh. He does the best impressions of Cher.
Leah, who's your favorite gay icon?
My all-year icon, which is Tim Gunn.
Oh,
always.
Okay.
My favorite human being on the planet.
Always Timmy G.
Is it because
always.
Of Project Runway?
Yeah, I just think he's an angel, a walking angel.
Have you ever met him? Because you went to FIT, right?
No, I never did. And I said I would literally die in the street if I ever, like, walked past him.
Does he teach there?
No.
No.
Wasn't he at Parsons?
Parsons.
Yeah, he was at Parsons.
The fancy kid school.
Yeah.
Well, apparently he hates Taylor Momsen. Because
who's
when
that?
She, so if you've ever watched Gossip Girl, little Jay, Jenny, Dan Humphrey's younger sister, who's blonde,
Gossip
who's
Girl.
The wannabe, so she got banned from New York. It's a whole storyline. Watch Gossip Girl, but
she'll watch that show.
It's good.
You never did.
Mm-mm.
I do love Gossip Girl. I was really embroiled in it. Then she came back for a little cameo. So Taylor Momsen, she left the show. She became like a rock star. You know, and then she came back and she did, because she was like a fashion designer. That was the whole thing. And then she worked with Tim Gunn in the show, but then it got sabotaged and it was like a whole thing. And then Tim Gunn apparently hated working with Taylor Momsen when she was on Gossip Girl.
Well, let's ask him. Let's have him on the show and ask him.
She must have been.
Tim.
She must have been awful for him to like
call
her.
Him
like
Tim
he
Gunn.
Was just such a.
I'm sure he listens to us.
Yeah.
How could he not?
He was just such a light, like. The whole room lights up when Tim Gunn walks in. Like,
what's his birthday?
Happy. Yeah. What?
His birthday?
I don't know.
Oh, Cassie, you have a phone. Can
you
look it up?
I should have known this.
Yeah,
look it up on the computer.
Who's your favorite gay icon, though, Gia?
Mine? I feel like I have a lot, but I can't think of any. So I'll go with, like, modern day.
I was just going to say another one. Go ahead.
And I will say Renee Rapp.
Oh.
Just because
yeah.
I love... She's like, so she was just in, she was the Regina George in the newest Mean Girl movie, but don't let that be your opinion of her.
Renee,
because,
like, what, let me look.
She's blonde. She's
beautiful.
She's gorgeous. She's so funny.
Really?
She's so funny. And she's actually very interesting.
Oh,
so
yes,
I guess
yes,
in the original Mean Girls,
yes.
This is just because now I've gone into the lore.
Didn't she go on to do those Unhinged?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Like,
ahead,
I feel like if I were doing, like, celebrity interviews, that's probably the energy I think I would bring.
Okay.
Like, she was like, I hate old people. And I was like, you know what? Me too. But anyways, so she, when she was on Mean Girls on Broadway, because she was like the Regina George in that, she actually told this tale. So I guess one of the lyrics is like, you know, because they're mean girls, they're superficial. It's like, I'll never make, like, weigh more than 115. And she goes, I don't want to say that. So then for the movie, they changed it. And then apparently when she was on the Broadway show,
I was going to say, she weighs more than 115.
Yeah. So she, like, I guess for the little Halloween bunny scene, she wears, like, a little, like, skivvies, you know? But then I guess she started to gain weight as she was on the Broadway show, and they said, actually, we're going to put a little skirt on you. And so they put a skirt on her because they didn't like that she was gaining weight and, like, becoming a woman.
Lame.
Anyway, so that's my gay icon. Who's yours, Cassidy?
I love Judy Garland. And I didn't know Judy Garland was Liza Minnelli's mother.
Yes! Oh,
I was just going to say, if you're going to talk about Judy Garland, you have to mention Liza Minnelli. Like, she gets honorable mention.
Because the only reason why I know so much about Judy Garland is because one of my dear friends, Michael Stafiri, is obsessed with Judy Garland and, like, dresses up and drag for her, and he's
I love that.
Amazing, and he does the best impression. I never knew how much of, like, a gay icon she was until, and, like, he is, hold on, I want to try to find a picture of him dressed up like her.
Well,
it's unbelievable.
That's hysterical.
He
did you know that?
Like her.
That's Judy amazing. Garland.
Well, I usually come in with a little bit of history, like half married. History, because I only know, like, really? Half the story of anything, obviously. And so Judy Garland, if I'm not mistaken, do you know, I can't even remember what it's called. When Judy Garland died, everyone was in outrage. They were very upset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The stone.
Stonehenge?
Maybe. The big, the gay rights.
Hmm? Oh, the
that's like the rocks.
And I think it was like.
Yeah, I have him. I have him here.
I can't remember. I'll look it up. But basically, like, Judy Garland's death was like a big thing.
It was a big thing. Hold on. You got to see. This is so that everyone. Stop. Ladies and gentlemen. You got to follow my best friend, Michael. He sang my first wedding song, Michael. He does this all himself.
Wait, he did this?
Yeah. She's gonna come out. Hold on. You should take a clip from this and show it during the thing.
Send it to me.
Come on, Michael. But he does film like Sam does, but not cosplay, does props and stuff. Here he is.
Huh.
Isn't he fabulous?
Yeah, that's fabulous.
So I love Judy Garland now because of Michael.
Does he have, like, a lot of views on that?
He's like, kind of, yeah, he's, like, a big deal.
I want Michael to be my wedding singer. I want a drag queen as my wedding singer.
I love Judy Garland now because it reminds me of Michael, and Michael is everything, so...
Awesome.
Wow.
Anyway, so
that was some fabulous. Well, but we have to give, again, honorable mention to Liza Minnelli, Barbara Streisand.
So
I mean, these
funny.
Are like, you know.
And when I said to him, like, I didn't know that was Liza Minnelli's mom, he literally was like, go to fucking hell.
I love Babs.
Yeah.
I love that she never got a nose job. Anyway.
Well, you know what I also. Now I guess I'm just accidentally getting onto a tangent, really. But that reminds me. So the new Bridgerton just came out.
Oh.
I have not watched it because I really kind of like gave up on Bridgerton. But the main girl who I guess is like the girl that's about town, Nicola. Is that her name? Nicola?
I don't know.
I'm not sure. But I do know that Nicola is the.
Is this the plus size girl?
Of Victoria Beckham, who she has beef with. But that's a side note.
Is it the plus size
yes,
girl?
Yes. Oh. So she, which kind of reminds me of that, because I was like, it's so funny because we all want to name gay icons who are like gay, like icons to the gays, but not necessarily icons that are gay.
Yeah. Right, yes.
So then I was watching this interview she gave, and I guess she's a big Real Housewives fan.
Yeah.
That tickles our fancy. Tickles and she was everything. Like, honestly, she was like,
tickles
I just
more
wish.
Than my fancy, Gia.
Yeah. Literally. She's like, I love it. Well, I can't stop thinking about Kim Zolciak.
Wait.
Okay,
so
basically she said her whole vibe, she was like, I just wish my dream job was just singing random words like the Housewives do and making songs for
amazing.
Gay clubs.
We would be amazing.
Oh, right. Like Luann de Seps.
Yes, like Countess Luann, Kim Zolciak, Erica Jane.
Gia.
Yeah.
Wait.
It was my birthday.
It was your birthday. I heard you jumped into a... sensory deprivation tank.
I did.
Which we talked about last episode. Sounds like some kind of form of medieval torture.
Yes.
So tell us all about it. Were you naked? Tell us everything.
Okay, so I'll start from the top. So I went to this place, Floatopia, in Huntington. Mm-hmm. It was so, so cute in there. Very clean, very cool, very zen. They have complimentary tea. They have nice bathrooms. So, and they have like infrared there, like infrared saunas.
Wow.
They have yoga. I think they have a whole bunch of other like wellness things. Basically, so little old me, I arrive. But before I arrived, I read my confirmation email because it's very important to read your confirmation emails before you go get any service, like a bridal appointment.
Yeah, like shopping for your wedding dress.
You know, which I actually had a really good idea, but that's a side note. I'll talk to you later.
Yep,
so,
later.
Yes. So I read my confirmation email because I wanted to make sure I had the address, like just any pertinent information.
Right.
I don't know if they need, I don't know. because I literally booked it the night before. And yep. I'm like, that's kind of inconvenient, but whatever. Mm-hmm. If they need to call me, I'll probably ignore the call. So, whatever. So I read it. They send me a little video. They go, watch this before you go in. I'm going to watch the video before I go in. They go, when you enter the room, you have your own shower, you have towels, you have a robe. They want you to shampoo, condition, and wash your body. Or they don't want you to condition your hair. And then you go into the tank, which is basically, so a sensory deprivation tank, I think I explained it last time. It's literally just a super salty bathtub where you're just totally enclosed. So, little old me, I watch the video and I go, I'm not using their shampoo. I'm not using their Suave. I'm using my Wella Fusion Plex for my hair.
Wow.
It needs.
They want you to shower at the place before you go.
Yes, because they want you to be clean before you go. Yeah, no oils on
your body. So you go there, you bring your Wella.
So, but how I was like, I'm not going to bring my two big bottles because they're huge. Mm-hmm. So I did scour my house for empty pill bottles. So I poured shampoo and conditioner into empty pill bottles so that I could use that as a container so that I could wash my hair with my own stuff.
So you look like a drug addict. Continue. Yes.
Yeah, I know. I was like, I probably look crazy. And I only brought like a little teeny tiny bag.
Sorry, I kicked someone.
No, you're fine. So I wore a bikini in it. So I wore my bikini bottoms and I said, I'm taking this top off. I feel like it's going to bother me. I don't want to lay down with a bra on. So I get into the tank. They have a little light in the corner.
Horrifying.
And so you have a button where you can change the light. And so you could do, which they didn't have a pink light. So I settled for purple at first. I know. But yet they have a strobe function. But I think I clicked it too hard. So you could
fucking stroke out?
No, literally. I got so scared. I was like,
as you float in the dirty ass salt ass water?
So I started with a purple light.
Okay.
It was quite fun. But I said, well, that's why I said, I'm going to go like to the 11 a.m. because I don't think anyone else is floating at 9 a.m. on a Sunday morning. You know what I mean?
You probably so I said, I'll be the first one.
I'll be nice and clean. But I'm not really worried about cleanliness. I'm kind of dirty. Anyways, so whatever. So,
I've heard it all now.
So you can change the light in there. But as you lay in there, you get earplugs so that water doesn't go in your ears. And you just float. Like, you literally feel like you're laying on a bed because it's just a thick bed of salt. And it, like, settles on the bottom. And it's, like, just...
How long were you in there for?
I did an hour and a half, which I think is... Honestly, I think it's too long for me.
Well... Can I ask? Okay, I have a question. Pause. Number one, was there music? Could you pick your own music?
No, there's no music. It's quiet in there. There's no Bluetooth. There's no nothing. I think also if you did play music in there, I don't think the other rooms would hear it because I was also smack dab in the, like, with other floating rooms next to me. So you're in dead silence because it's supposed to be literally nothing. You are supposed to be dead silent, quiet, still, sensory deprived, nothing.
Sounds like my nightmare.
That did kind of make me go a little crazy, but I don't mind it.
Did they lock you in?
No, it's like, it's like a door, like a tanning salon.
Yeah, so it's just a regular door with a lock, and then so you walk into the room, and it's like a glass partition which has a shower, and then on the shower there's a tile wall, and then in the tile wall there's in the middle of the wall it's a glass door.
It's a shower door.
Open up, and it's a little steamy. They keep it at 93.5 degrees so that it's basically, it feels like your body temperature, so that it's not too hot, it's not cold, you're just super, super comfortable in the water. That sounds
like hot as shit, right?
It's not, though. I take 99-degree showers.
No, I almost wish it was hotter because it was so warm that it was almost uncomfortable to just lay there because I was like, I'm sweating, but I'm not hot.
Did you have to pee?
I didn't feel any. I, like, didn't feel that sensation.
What?
And then
what happens if you do have to go to the bathroom?
The sensory deprivation?
Heck no, I didn't.
Is there a toilet in there?
There's not. There's, like, a separate bathroom.
Okay. So how did you feel mentally? Like, when you went in there, like, what was going through your head?
So I really wanted to use it as, like, a reset for myself to just kind of literally have a moment of relaxation, hang out.
Clarity.
Yeah, just like maybe like a little come to Jesus moment. You know what I mean? I think I came to Moses. I didn't quite get to Jesus, though.
That's pretty funny. She's Jewish.
Fucking hot. Continue. You ever see that movie, The Ten Commandments?
I love that movie.
Sexy ass Moses.
Oh, God. There you go.
Prince of
the So I wanted to have a come to Jesus moment. So,
I have to stop you for a second. Yeah. Why were you having a come to Jesus moment? You're Jewish.
Are you Jewish?
Well, like,
she's
Jewish. I am Jewish, but I don't need to come to Jesus. I just mean, like, metaphorically. I don't really know who Jesus is or really...
All right, that's another podcast. Yeah, I just wanted to ask.
But I was just looking for, like, really just, like, to feel, like,
And did you? Did you have, like, an out-of-body experience?
Well, so I tried to focus. I tried to meditate, and I said just... Let things fly off of you. I've worked with meditation specialists before.
Really? I should get one of those.
But I actually have. It was in high
school. Let's all do it.
Yeah, well, it was this guy. He would come and he was like a monk. And he basically taught you all the ins and outs of the vibes of meditation. And I do enjoy meditation. I just like... It's a whole thing. I just
okay,
find
so
it
you,
like to sit
so
down.
You knew you know how to meditate. So then, so yes. Did you get to that?
I did a couple of times, and I'm gonna be dead honest. So, when I got to a real deal state of relaxation, I was like, I think I'm like really getting it. I'm drifting. I'm starting to sleep. I swear to God, what was I envisioning? Me hanging out with the Real Housewives. I swear to God.
So that's your come to Jesus moment.
I think that was my peaceful space.
Teresa Giudice.
No, literally. So but then I was in there and I said, am I really paying for this as like my free time? I was like, this is my free time. And I always say, I wish I had more free time. And I'm sitting it, I'm using it in a salty bathtub.
It seems productive, though. Like, it's a moment, like you said, you're entering this new era.
That's what I was trying to tell myself. And then I was like, it's like I'm on Survivor. Okay. You know, I needed that mental toughness. That's what I said. I was
the
like,
mental toughness. It's supposed to be relaxing.
I know. So then that's what I told myself. And then I said, I think I'm a do it kind of gal. I said, I don't think I need free time to sit around and meditate. I think I need to do things. Yeah. And I said, I should jump out of this tub right now. Anyways, and then I didn't. I said no.
So you stayed down the whole 90 minutes.
I stayed the whole.
Well, good for you. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
And when you got out, like, you just fucking go about your merry way.
Yeah. So I realized the lights were turning on. They start to swirl. The water, sorry.
Well,
they
start
to swirl the water. And then they said they would play music, but I didn't hear any music. And then so after, I had to shower. And so I'm like, but now I'm like, I don't want to be in here too long. And I was feeling a little insecure and embarrassed. So I was like,
do they drain the
washing
tub,
myself,
the tank when you go get out?
So I have no
idea.
I
highly doubt it.
I don't think so because they're putting tons.
Considering they're making her shower before.
Yeah. Too. But also, yeah. But also, like, how do you clean a saltwater pool? Do you have a saltwater pool?
I do.
Yeah. How do you clean it?
I mean, we have filters.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they have those. Beats me.
I mean, does it look like, you have to show me a picture. Does it look like a jetted tub?
Like, kind of.
Does it have jets? Well, no. It had to have, because you said the word was...
It had. You could tell there was, like, a filter on the bottom and a filter
on the side.
So then
they empty them and fill them back up.
You know what? I don't trust that shit. You know someone definitely peed in it, and someone maybe in it.
Oh, God. Listen, I'm sure they go through.
Yeah, so after they go in and they, like, wipe it down. I don't know what they do. Anyways.
Wipe it down. Your skin cells are floating in there with the salt.
I'm sorry about that. Well, the thing is, I showered before I even went there.
Do you use public restrooms?
Rarely. I never sit down on them.
You use our restroom.
Ever. Yeah, but that's like you guys. That's your asses.
I feel like you should get a camping spout.
And all the brides who come in.
No, it's not that. It's the water that gets me. I can't get past it.
Yeah. But I would
good
like...
for you.
Thank you. So I enjoyed myself. I honestly felt really amazing afterwards. I felt rejuvenated.
Good.
But these are my notes on the actual tank. So, because we are the Thick and Tired podcast, I don't think it's a lot of skinny broads out here listening to us. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
I can't imagine.
Okay. She did have a good, yeah.
I'm, for reference, for those of you who, I guess, don't know me and my dimensions,
she's
I'm very tall. I'm very tall and I have long, long limbs. And I'm like a size 10. I'm like, not. I don't know. I'm just a normal little animated little character.
A tall character.
Yeah, I'm stretched out. I'm Laffy Taffy.
Yeah.
So, a little piece of Laffy Taffy in there, and I literally could not extend my arms fully in the tub.
So that wasn't comfortable.
I had to have them a little a-kilter. I mean, it wasn't terrible, because honestly, I literally sleep with my hands above my head. Don't look at my deodorant. Yeah, I don't know.
Like a bat?
Yeah, I don't really know. Like anyways, but as I was in there, it was very shallow, too. And I said, honestly, if someone's, like, bigger than me, I don't think it would be that comfortable. I don't
maybe
think you'd
touching
be,
the
like...
bottom?
What?
Would they be touching the bottom?
I think they might.
And
like,
maybe
I think
not
very
your
close.
Whole thing be covered. That's what
that
she's saying.
Really
yeah, I don't know. So the oh.
So is it not for plus girls?
I don't know. I think it might not be like as inclusive.
We should
hold these motherfuckers
them.
Up
well,
right
we
now.
Can, I'm sure if you ask, they'll tell you the dimensions of the tub.
Yeah, no, I'm sure they would. And I feel like, again, fun. Like I feel like every place has a different tub too. Like a different
I'm sure,
setup.
Yeah, everyone has a different setup.
But just that specifically.
Well, what if it's standard?
Maybe. I
like
don't know.
Like the rest of the world.
Yeah, exactly. You know? So I was thinking
we're
about that.
In,
I don't know if anyone...
in a world of right-hand scissored people.
Yeah, so if anyone wants to go try it, let me know if
you... All right, I'm glad you had that experience.
Sensory deprivation
I would personally never.
No, that'd be biggest
I don't
nightmare.
Even take baths. in my own home, so yeah. I don't think I could get into that sensory deprivation. And plus, I'm very sensory seeking. Like, I feel like mm-hmm. I would literally probably go crazy, probably do yeah. more harm than good.
Same.
Yeah, no, I agree. I was you like, know? You know what? I'm taking the time for this moment, so for I might you. As well use it.
All right, excellent.
Fabulous. That's
my birthday.
Hope you had a great birthday.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I did. Custom bridal accessories. Let's talk about this. I've been seeing a lot of posting, or Sam's doing a lot of her posting about her, like, custom work, right?
Yeah.
How's that going?
Well, it's going really well, actually. We have a couple of different dresses in the works. We have a couple of,
like,
robes.
Custom dresses?
Yeah, custom dresses, custom robes, making custom dresses jackets from scratch. Yes. From scratch.
Like, someone will call and be like, can you make me a wedding? Like, how did you get, like, how does that work?
Yeah, well, basically.
One example is some girl came in with her mother's dress and she was like, I want to make a robe out of this. Mm-hmm. We're working on that currently.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like, even I was talking to my bride the other day and she was looking for something so specific that I actually pulled Sam out and I was like, you know, if you have the budget for it and you really want something that is in your head that I don't have in the store as a sample, like, Sam's going to come out and she's going to say, I could do all of this for you. We'll go the custom route.
Wow.
So it's definitely
and
an option.
A lot of it has to do with, like, budget too, because you're not going to come in with, like, but then again, like, we've had girls that come in with, like, $2,000 budgets and she'll tell them and she'll tell them, this is what we can do for the budget that you have. But, like, yeah, so
can someone come in here and buy a sample off the rack, like a yeah. discontinued dress,
yeah,
and yes. say, I want to change this entirely,
yeah,
and
yeah.
we can do that.
Yeah, we've done that. We've taken pieces of dresses that we're like, okay, this is great. Like, she loves this aspect of this dress, but maybe she doesn't like the lace or whatever it is. And we can just, Sam can take it and reconstruct it. And she's like, pretty amazing tailor over there.
No, she is, right?
Yeah, she's.
Well,
she's
we always really knew good. She was, like, really good at, like, design.
Yeah, and that's the brides thing. Absolutely love her.
Of course.
And,
who the fuck doesn't love,
you know,
Sam?
Yeah, it helps. Listen, it really, really helps. So, you know, we're under new management in the seamstress department.
Oh, how exciting. That's I have to go to the, I still haven't been there. I have to go there. I passed it. I think I. New Wave Imaging, and it's right in there. Like,
yeah,
that
yeah,
thing.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I have to go see it.
Yeah. It's not open to the public, though. That's where we do. That's the studio. That's
where we
do all
the design. Oh, so we don't
send. It's a workshop. All right,
so say if someone comes like, hi. So Sam will come here and do, like, everything here.
Yep. Yeah. That's just, like, the workshop. That's where she works. Studio part.
So that's like the North Pole, and this mm-hmm. is, like.
Yeah, yeah. And we have Sam, and then we have three other seamstresses that work
with
her. Wow.
Yeah.
It's great. It's very nice. We love it.
So you hear that out there. If anyone ever needs, you don't have to be curvy or anything. If
no,
you want,
even if you need like a dress hem, like we offer also too, like in our Port Jeff store. So like if they buy like a cute little dress and they're like, oh, I want this to be hemmed above the knee, we can absolutely do that for you. So it's like a one stop.
Mm-hmm. It's a full on like tailoring service.
Yeah. It's like our own basically. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's nice. Yeah. We just had a girl come in and she bought two dresses and she had one of them. She was actually a large, I believe. She wanted one of the little baby doll dresses, and she really loved the dress. She fell in love with it, and Sam's going to tailor it to her size. It's a 1X, so she'll
a
fix it up.
A baby doll dress? Oh, okay.
It's like a really cute, like, white, almost like a gauzy cotton material.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That new one?
Yeah, the black and white ones. Yeah, so she really loved the white one. Like, really loved it, but it was too big on her, and Sam's like, that's fine. She's like, we'll just alter it to you.
No, that dress is so cute.
Yeah, she loved it.
Well, I was also kind of thinking about that, because I know Sam... and I think Leah, I don't even know, but there was like this embroidery veil that we just made recently. Mm-hmm. That was so sick.
Do you have a picture of it?
It was so cool.
We do.
We'll show you after.
Do we have our, is it a different Instagram for that?
No, so that stuff is all, because it's all bridal related. Because
yeah.
So
it's all part of the ivory and
Instagram,
main.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just an extra service like we provide, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah, Sam will have her own page like on the website and stuff like that mm-hmm. soon, but everything's integrated into the Instagram.
It was fun doing that custom veil though, just because, you know, someone brought it to us as like a gift for her friend and she was like, I really want to have this embroidered for her in a nice pretty like script font that when they're done with the wedding they can kind of cut that out and frame it on their wall, which is really nice.
What does it say?
It was their names with like a little heart in between, but it was really fun to do. I mean, I definitely think doing the custom route, and like if you're looking at like on Etsy, say, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, like they're doing like custom embroidered veils, I would say mm-hmm. come and do it in person, because then I can sit with you and we can go through different fonts together and we can go through placement together.
And you don't have that, if you buy something on Etsy, it's not that personal. Like, yeah, you are supporting small business, whatever, but like
something but you like also this, don't you know have the quality.
To
see it.
You have to touch the quality. You have to speak to the person. You have to, like, you're trusting that person with a pretty big garment, and it's probably going to be, well, you know, it's going to be pricey. Expensive. Like you said, budget. You know, like you said before.
You want to see it in person.
Right.
And you want to feel the fabric, because so many times, like, veils that are bought or purchased from Amazon or Etsy, the fabric is sometimes, it's different, and it's manufactured in a way that it's so super hard to steam and press out that it just looks wrinkled the whole time. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no way to actually fully press it out.
Really?
So, quality of material is so super important, and it changes the whole look of everything altogether.
I've gotten a few pieces of, like, clothes on Etsy for Scarlett. Even when I got it, I'm this is it. Like, okay, you know.
I feel like I would do Etsy for, like, certain things. Like, I feel like I would do, like, jewelry or, like, little, like, I don't know, well, other things.
I've bought, but like, I feel like for your wedding. Like,
oh, yeah. Etsy is great. Like,
you sell on Etsy, right, Leah?
I used to, here and there. But mainly just, like, trying to, like, transform it into more just, like, artwork stuff on Etsy. But I don't know. It's super hard to do, and Etsy kind of takes, like, a big profit. So, like,
do they take a
big portion of, like, what you sell, and then you have all these fees and stuff. So it's just, like, I don't know. It was kind of, like, almost wasting my time at a certain point. Mm-hmm. And then you also realize, like, people are bumping up their pricing so much on Etsy. Mm-hmm. But I still buy things from Etsy, like, for my birthday this past year. Justin got me, like, one of those easels, like, a handmade wooden easel. And, like, that's something I actually treasure, because someone made that.
Yeah,
you know, it's not just going on Amazon.
And I feel like, you know, and then I feel like when it comes to, like, the bridal accessories and stuff, too, it's like, especially if you came here and got your dress with us, it's like, you know us, you know?
Yeah,
we're exactly, all buddies now. And it's, like, right here, it's in person.
Right.
And, right, all you would have to do is literally just call us up and go, hi, I have an idea for a little custom thing.
Right, exactly.
And then we can schedule in for a consult with, what, Sam?
Yeah, it can, and it can be from anything. Like, Sam did the baptism dress that came out absolutely gorgeous.
She took the
wedding dress and, just completely transformed it. And it was, honestly, I can't see how she could have bought a more beautiful dress. It was absolutely stunning.
She's pretty fucking talented.
And then I gotta tell you, the dress, meh, the dress wasn't that nice. It looks better as a baptism dress.
Yeah. Really?
The dress was like
Sam's dress?
No.
She took her. I thought you were just shitting on Sam's
She
dress.
Said to me, no, because her dress was all satin.
Oh,
so I said, why don't you take one of the sample dresses from the back and make. She said, I would love to make Rocky's dress. And I said, why don't you look for one in the back? And she came out this one, and I was like, take it. I was like, because,
it wasn't going to get sold.
No,
it's been sitting there for so long.
How many dresses do you have here that is just
God, that are just
over 100?
Too many.
Yeah, there's got to be like 200 dresses.
Should you do like a wild sale one day?
We've done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, like $5.
Yeah, I know.
But you have to,
$5.
Like, I don't know.
$5.
Or like $100.
It's not even worth me opening the store for $5.
Or like $300 wedding
dresses. We did. One time we did one sale. It was one day, and all the dresses were $500.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. And did any go?
No.
No, I think we sold like two, though.
Yeah, but how long ago was that?
Honestly, it brought people in, and they saw the actual samples we had, and they made appointments to come in and actually try on.
So it was worth it. We should do that again and see what happens.
Yeah.
Do you have price tags on the dresses?
Absolutely not.
Well, here, wait.
Was that a TikTok that I saw?
Yeah, it was on Instagram and TikTok. It was a reel.
Someone was like annoyed that the price tags wasn't on the dress.
Well, no, they're basically like, oh, we have price tags on their dresses. And I know there's a lot of stores that do put price tags on the dresses, and that's fine, to each his own. Right. I don't put price tags on the dresses because I can't speak today.
Yeah, are you all right?
I'm like, kind of fit.
You need to do like, what do the actors do?
Red leather, Sally yellow leather. Sally sells seashells by the seashore. I'm really good at tongue twisters.
I think it's the coffee.
Oh, okay.
It's messing Sally sells seashells by the seashore. It is decaf, but I think it's the cold.
Oh.
So anyway.
This is not fucking Kohl's.
I hate Kohl's. No, I like Kohl's. Oh, I don't like Sephora. Anyway, let's get over that. I'm not a Sephora fan.
I like Ulta a lot. Wait, price tags.
Okay. Price tags. So, when the girls put the dresses on,
it's look good today. Hey, Rob.
I can't even do that. When the girls put the dresses on, the tags fall off constantly.
Right.
Then we tried putting the long ribbon with the pocket, and then I was like, we would lose tags. People take pictures of tags. I'm like, you know what? I'm over it. I feel like I like to think that we're a little more of a high-end store.
Right.
I don't need price tags on everything.
Yeah. Plus, people are coming in going through the racks.
I think it's really tacky.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just not a fan, and you know what? It's my store, so I don't
like
price tags.
Right, so we're not changing.
There's no tags on the dresses. Like, you'll find, like, some tags, like it'll say like if it's discontinued, then there's that type of tag. But you're really, there aren't a lot of dresses that actually have tags on them.
But not even that. You're not, you're coming in, you're making an appointment. We're pulling dresses within your budget. You're not coming here like, oh, let me look at this one.
And that's why we tell people too, please don't pull the dresses out of the rack, because your girl comes in and she's like, oh, I have a $1,500 budget. And then you have grandma and Aunt Betty who are like, oh, let her try this one on. I'm like, that's like a $4,000 dress. Like Aunt Betty. She's not, she can't afford this. You're going to make her fall in love with it. And then she's going to be like, I can't afford this dress. And Aunt Betty, unless you're going to buy it for her, please just sit down.
No, that's exactly what I say. Literally, I'll go, oh, I go, okay, like, let me just check the price first. And they go, no, 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 it's her wedding. Like, she should be able to.
Just let us do our job.
Don't worry. And I go, are you going to give me the extra 15 grand?
Yeah, no.
I don't know.
And, whatever. And, you know, and it's supposed to be an experience. You, the girls, your stylist is there to help you have this wonderful experience where you don't have to do anything. They're going to pull everything that you need to see or that the bride needs to see according to the family. This is the experience. If you wanted to do it yourself, then you should go to stores that you can do it yourself, like David's.
Yeah. You don't have to worry about a thing here.
Yeah. Like you literally just literally walk around and rummage the... Macy's is gone. They don't have the bridal section anymore.
Oh, no, they don't.
And that was like Demetrios. Well, our Macy's was Demetrios. I don't know if they were all like that.
I don't
remember. But yeah, they don't have that anymore. But yeah, if you want to have that like self-serve experience, then go to stores that have that, not to stores that don't.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if most of the bridal salons on Long Island do the same thing that we do.
I think most bridal salons, if they're like us, I think that they want people, the whole thing is the experience. You know, it's supposed to be this like special moment in your life where you're catered to. It's the beginning of the thing. If you wanted to rummage again, you know, that's just not
Does
the way
David's
that it's
let
done.
People rummage, Leah? Because you used to work at David's.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's the whole focus.
My best friends on my whole bridal party, we all worked at David's together.
Yeah.
We would be like, I was alterations manager. So I would be sitting in the break room on my lunch and my friends would literally just be sitting there. I'm like, oh, it's a slow day today. She's like, no, I have a couple brides. They're just browsing. Like she would check in on them maybe three times throughout their entire appointment.
Yeah, they just browse. Yeah. Racks.
That's funny. And then David's she'd just pop back in and be like,
how is David's?
She would literally pop back in and be like, so how are we doing? And they'd be like, we're fine. And then she'd leave again and just go sit in the break
like
room.
Why is David's?
I hate to
thing?
Call her out, but
listen, it needs to be a thing because every there's something for everybody. And there are people that don't want to spend like $1,000 or $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 or, you know.
Oh, God.
What the hell was that?
My watch.
I thought someone just like opened the
so
door.
Aggressive.
It sounded like someone just signed on to AOL. Like,
no, that was the door when they left. It was slammed.
That was
good.
That's what it sounded like.
That was like, spot on.
I was like, am I fucking 13 again in dirty chat rooms on AOL?
Oh my God. Did you went into the dirty chat rooms?
Hell yeah.
Of course she did.
Of course she did.
I don't remember it. You know my mom watches this.
Wait, this is
She'll make comments.
But I went on Omegle.
I saw you on the
I love Omegle. Omegle's gone.
What is it called?
Omegle.
What?
The hell's Omegle?
Omegle? Oh. Omegle?
Some girls out there will get it. Some girls
The girls
won't.
Who get it, get it. The girls who don't. But we were doing it a lot during COVID. And
really?
We had a boy serenade us.
Oh, my God.
During COVID?
No,
so
I was
clearly
like
not
13.
That old. Is it a dirty website?
No, I haven't used it in a long
so
since I was like 13.
Yeah. So Omegle is a website where you go on and you can just randomly video chat anyone else who's on Omegle.
Oh, my God.
And just
That sounds like a lawsuit waited.
Oh, yeah, really.
It was I'm sure crazy. There happened, but they just shut it down a couple of years ago.
It's probably
ago,
like a lot of pedophiles. On
oh,
ew, ew, ew.
Wow, price tags to Omegle. What else we got today, girls? Wait, what is Sephora? First of all, I don't like Sephora either.
Okay.
I'm an Ulta girly through and through.
Me
because
too.
They have high end, but they also have like L'Oreal, which is the only mascara that I've used since middle school.
Wait, which one do you use?
I literally can't. I don't like Sephora. I know. I'm sorry.
What happened?
Every time. So I just went the other day and now it's inside Kohl's and that's great, blah, 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 whatever.
Is it great?
I don't know. And Paul was like, let's go to Kohl's because he needed shorts or something. I don't know what the hell he needed. So we go to Kohl's. We go in. I walk in to Sephora and I'm like, I asked the girl. I was like, do you know anything about this? Like, because I'm older. You know what I mean? So like concealer can like sink into places. And I was like, do you know anything about this product? And she was like, no. Just very matter of fact. And I was like, oh, I'm like, okay. Like, no explanation, no nothing. She was just like, no. I'm like, all right, well.
Even if she was just like, oh, this is newer. I'm not really sure.
And it's not newer.
Bitch, turn it on. Turn the app.
No,
like,
she
lie.
Had no desire. So I was like, okay, whatever. So then I go home. I take my concealer that I bought.
What
and
kind?
I bought
what brand?
Huda Beauty.
I love, yeah.
Is it Huda?
Huda.
Huda?
Yeah.
Who does?
I also hear they have the best loose powder as well.
Well, so I have to tell you, the concealer is fabulous. I absolutely love it. But I'm fairly certain that the bottle is empty. So I'm thinking someone probably used it, and Kohl's has like a freaking 149,000 day return policy.
Oh, you're at the Kohl's in the Sephora
so in the Kohl's.
That's a thing. So we're gonna talk. I'll say something about that.
So I'm pretty sure that the bottle was empty, and I'm like popping this bottle. I'm like trying to get the freaking stuff out, and literally this is like my fourth day using it, and I don't use that much. I literally just use a little bit here and a little bit here.
Yeah.
And then this morning, I went to go use my Urban Decay, which I always use Morphe. I like the Urban Decay spray one.
Oh, I like Morphe better.
I like the way this Morphe smells, but whatever. The Urban Decay does stay. I went spray it on my face, and literally, it spits out all white dots all over my face.
Yes. Terrible.
Right after
that's I why I don't makeup. Like the Urban Decay one.
So now I'm going to bring them both back and be like, you know what, Sephora? This is why I don't love you.
But you're going to go see that bitch. But do you think it's different that you went to a Sephora within the Kohl's where they hire girls who don't give a fuck? Or
this woman was my age. So, like, honestly, she looked put together. So the fact that she literally had zero knowledge about one of probably the main products in Sephora, I felt that was odd.
I wonder if they...
It has, like, a main section in there.
But you know what? I feel that sometimes I go to Ulta. Product?
Yeah.
Whenever I go to Ulta, I am dropping bank because I go there.
Oh, me too. It's like $300.
Four minimum. Yeah. So when I went in there, someone like came up to me and I said to myself, wow, when I walk in, it's going to be someone's lucky day because like I literally, she's like, what do you need? I'm like, I need everything.
Do they work
on like,
commission?
I don't know. I don't know, but I'm just figuring out. I'm like, I want concealer. I want a foundation. I want a setting spray. I need a lipstick. It was lame. And I'm pretty sure the foundation didn't match. I had to go. It was the Rihanna, whatever the fuck it is.
Fenty?
Yeah, and it didn't, like,
I
she
have
put
skin
it on.
Tint from her.
I don't know. I was just, like, I wasn't happy with it. Like,
last time I went to Ulta, the woman, the makeup artist who was there, like, they're usually makeup artists there.
Yeah, usually.
She was like, I hate those products. She told my mom, because my mom was like, I love the Fenty products. She was like, I hate those. She's like, you should stop using them.
Period.
And my mom was like, why? She was like, I really like it. A lot of people talk
about them.
Yeah. So my mom was like, I'm not going to stop using it. But.
Wait, so one day, I have to tell you this quick story. One day I went into Ulta. This was a couple of years ago. And there was an older woman. By the way, I've only seen her one time. And I used to frequent Ulta a lot. She was an older woman. And I said, I'm looking for like a cream contour. And she was like, honey, nobody uses those anymore. And I was like...
She said it's not 2016 anymore, hon.
Everyone and I was like, hold contour. On a second. I was like, what is she talking about? I'm like, it's literally all over TikTok. And then I was like, oh, wait, you're 85. Maybe you don't know. And then I was like, whatever. And then, she like pointed me to like the Anastasia one, which I absolutely love. And some people don't like it. I just like it for me. But I was like a little shocked by that. And then, by the way, I feel like everyone uses cream contour all the time.
Yeah.
And it became like a big thing right after that. So I was like, I think I'm ahead of the game
at that time. I switched to a cream, but I don't like it. So I use powder. I still use my powder, which I love my powder contour.
My thing with the powders is that I feel like they sink into your pores. Like as you get older, they sink into your pores and the little fine lines. And that's why I don't use setting powder. I don't use anything like that on my face. Yeah, because you have to, like, I need glow.
Need a female or male buy makeup. You could so much freaking money. I see some at these weddings. I see some of these makeup artists. They come with, like, a suitcase full of nice stuff.
Well, yeah.
And that is, like, thousands and thousands and thousands. You look at my tits. They look good.
I can't stop looking at them. They're literally out there. I'm like,
I know. They look really good. And it's a new bra, too. So double whammy today.
I love it. What was I going to say? I love when I, like, stare into the makeup kits. And I'm like, oh, I use that. I have that one. Yeah. That one I have.
Speaking of TikTok, did you guys see that stupid whore on TikTok?
What?
Talking about, did a poll. And she said that 54% of women said they'd rather get hit by a car than be overweight.
So, I want to talk to 54% of these women.
Well.
No.
I came in with the research. Okay. I said, who did they poll?
I want to know who they polled.
They had to have only polled
skinny girls.
This is a study.
This is a study from, I believe, 1994.
Okay, well, there you
in
have
a
it.
In a poll Diet run by culture. Esquire Wait. Magazine.
Oh, I'm done. I'm ripping off this paper.
So at least 50, and then I'm not
in
sure.
In the 90s, anorexic was in.
100%. Yes.
So at least 54% of women said that they would rather be run over by a truck than be extremely fat. In a research done by Chantel Milan and Louise Vincent from the Department of Political Science at Rhodes University.
So wait, they got this statistic from 1994?
Yes.
Irrelevant.
And it's And they posted it on recently?
She, well, I can't tell you anymore because the article is gone now.
But,
oh,
sorry. Can I have that?
No, fuck
well, I have the second page.
She has another.
So this was
she knew that was going
to
happen.
Yeah, so they did it for Esquire. I guess, like, those people are, like, whatever. So their whole goal was to see what people's mindsets were on, like, being overweight and this and that in that climate. So I guess this happened in 1994 in Esquire magazine. That's why they published it. Because isn't Esquire, like, for men? Isn't it, like, for, like,
yeah, of course.
Men who are horny for men? Like, not, remember. Like... man playboy, but I feel like it's like,
ooh, I'm not gonna lie, I honestly man. Don't remember.
No, I well, feel whatever. Like it's like a man magazine. Like
I think it is a man yeah. mag. So it was in this man mag.
Is it like Maxim?
No, I think it's
no, it's not like sexual. It's like, I think it's like Forbesy.
Oh, okay.
Whatever. Anyways, so in it, so then there was like an article, like an article in, oh geez, I just hit the table. So in 2009, there was like, it came into the media again, probably. And people were like, oh my God, the statistics, blah, blah, blah. Then it came again in 2015, apparently. And people were chatting about it. And now it's back in 2024.
I want a poll.
So, yeah. So it just keeps being.
No, researched. I want a poll on our fucking on our, website.
Yeah, do on Instagram.
On our Instagram. I want a poll from 2024. I want to know who, first of all, who the hell pulls up a poll from 1994 and uses it as a freaking reel and is like, I kicked you again. I'm like, sorry.
That's scary.
First of all, so.
Don't even make that comparison. I just got into a car. I told you, some little motherfucker hit my car with tar in it. Like that. And it wasn't even that a lot of damage, but like, God forbid.
Who would say that though? Like, I don't care if it's 1994. You'd rather get hit by a car?
Yeah.
Than be overweight?
People are out of their goddamn minds.
What is wrong with you?
Someone
that's so moronic.
Someone commented something so funny.
It's moronic.
What did they say? I can't
it's
remember.
It's like too moronic to even
wait,
try and
wait, does
make
anybody
sense
have the, I want to see the comments. Does anybody, can anyone pull up the reel? I wish I could pull it up on my
thing. I think
thing.
You can
what
just
is it for, where is it on?
Like this makes I would me go so on Instagram. Mad. You can probably go on to Instagram, find it or on TikTok.
I don't have TikTok.
Oh Jesus Christ.
What?
I feel like it would, like, really, cuz I feel like I have a social media addiction as it is. Like I'm constantly on my phone. And
how do you
during the
TikTok?
Pandemic,
you would
before I had
TikTok.
Scarlett, I had TikTok, and I feel like it really fucked with my productivity. So I deleted it because I knew if I had TikTok, that's all I would do, and I probably wouldn't even talk to anybody or even talk
it
to my
child. It depends on who you follow, because for me, like, I follow a lot of cleaning, like, talk. And the ideas that you get on different ways to clean your home. And, like, all the products to buy. Like, I fucking love it. I can,
but
yeah.
I
everything it's on TikTok. Everything gets to Instagram anyway. You know what I mean?
Well, from what I glazed over in the comments, from what I remember, because I think I saw, like, the video, and then I think I saw someone stitched it. And a lot of people were basically still saying, like,
no.
Well, I'd
it's bullshit.
Get
I call all these people
oh,
out.
Oh, we're saying.
Yes, people
rather.
Are still on
there
the
was
wave.
A video where the girl was like, well, what kind of car? Is it a truck or is it like a Prius?
Yeah.
Does it matter, you moron?
Yeah. I mean.
Like, what is wrong with these people?
I would get hit by a truck because you can sue them. But, like, how much are you really going to get for that?
What if you.
But then.
What if you die?
No, that's exactly what it is.
What if you, like,
but
break your legs and you become paraplegic?
Say,
like, how stupid
both
can you get such a stupid.
Aren't both, like, kind of, like. Why
you, I would say my takeaway from this is that, like, what extremes would you go to then to lose weight? Like, are we dealing with now anorexia, bulimia, stuff like that, that you're saying you'd rather get hit by a car than to just embrace curves on your body?
I literally, like, can't roll my eyes back into my head any
yeah, I know.
Further.
Prince pissed.
It
is
annoying.
Because it's the stupidest thing I've ever fucking heard of.
Yeah.
That's like being like,
and now,
I'm
now
sorry.
You're putting
it's
that out.
Because you would never say... No one would ever be like, would you rather get hit by a car or would you rather be gay? It's the stupidest fucking thing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and now you're putting that out there on the internet for other women who maybe are dealing
and by the
with...
way, I have nothing against gay people, but I'm using it as an analogy.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to cut you off, but no. I'm, like, really aggravated
yeah.
about this. It's a stupid thing.
I wish we had that. You have to... Can we, like, put it up when we, like, when we do this podcast? We have to, like, show the girl saying it. She's like, and we did a poll. It's like, okay.
Yeah. Well, she, I believe what she said, because it was another podcast who was discussing
there's
it.
There's a couple of them, by the way.
Yeah.
It's not just one person.
Okay.
Like, there's a bunch of them. So I don't know, like, which one you got, which one you
yeah.
saw, which
I
one
know.
I don't
saw
know, like,
Brunette
if we've
Broad.
All seen the same one. But, like, I've seen a couple of them out there. It's stupid. I don't like it.
Yeah, because I've seen.
It's insulting.
Yeah, because I think someone, like, started it, and then everyone's been, like,
stitching it.
Yeah.
Popping off about it and whatnot. I don't know, but I feel
would
like...
Would I rather be that person or get hit by a car? I'd probably rather get hit by a car than be the person that said, I'd rather be fat.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd rather be get hit by the car. Because obviously you ugly.
Right. These ugly hoes. These ugly hoes, man.
Yeah.
Thick and tired.
Ugh, I'm tired of people.
Here we fucking go.
Corinne, let's, Corinne, let's
I'm
start.
About to go on a fucking rant.
Let's go. All right, let Leah go. I'm the potty mouth.
Yeah.
Everybody today is cursing.
I'm cursing like a truck driver today.
I always curse. I'm horrible. Always.
She's a trailer.
Corinna Pitalina Pussy. What do you think?
Leah's going because she's on a roll.
Oh, Leah. What do you think on?
So remember last week? Well, I don't have a fucking thick this week.
She doesn't have a thick.
I'm fucking angry. Remember last week when I was saying my car got hit while you were doing the podcast? I picked up my car on Friday. Perfect. It's in perfect condition.
It looked really good.
Yeah, it did.
It did.
Didn't it?
Shiny.
So what happened? Corinne and I went to get our nails done yesterday. We walk out of the nail salon. We're like, oh my God, that was so fun. That was fast, blah, blah, blah. And we're walking towards our cars because we're parked next to each other. And I'm like, what is that on the floor? Like on the ground? It's my fucking bumper.
I'm like, bumper. Oh my God, somebody hit your car again. And I'm like, but they left
I didn't have it a fucking week. Not a week.
You had it for like 4 days. But here's the kicker of the whole story, by the way. They did not leave a note.
No cameras, there's no note, there's nothing. So they just fucking abandoned ship, and they were like, fuck this bitch. I hit her car, not my problem.
Oh my okay? God.
And so now I have to pay a $500 deductible to get my car fixed because there's no other insurance to go through. Because
whoever hit you probably doesn't
because
have
it's
insurance.
No one else's. It's
fuck yours. Them. That's fuck bad them. Karma. And if you, honestly, if you are someone who's driving and you're not paying attention to your fucking surroundings, at least own up to a mistake you made.
Yes.
Like, own up to it. Fuck, I hit your car. Like, yep. let me. And I'm just so pissed off.
You know what? Can I just say something? Can I just say something? I know this is sound really stupid. What if the person stayed? Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw out a scenario. Okay. The person stays. Let's say it's like an older woman. And she comes out and she was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I don't have money. I'm poor shit. She like gives you like this whole big thing. Fucking... 100%. I would have respected that more than someone just
I would have been like, you know what? It's okay. Mistakes happen. But like also, why am I responsible for... But why am I responsible for fixing someone else's fucking mistake?
So let's say the person did stay and have insurance. Would you still have to pay that $500 deductible?
No. Well, no, because that's what happened the last time. Is that she left a note. She was like, I'm fully responsible for this. I'm so sorry. She left a note. And can you just vouch for the fact that I'm not parking like an asshole?
Oh no, she wasn't. She literally was parked like she was literally in the
I'm
spot.
So sorry,
Leah. And it's funny because like when I looked at her car, I was like, oh my God, I'm like, someone hit your car again. And then she was like, oh my God. And then I don't think either one of us really realized the severity. And I was like, it was like a good like 3 minutes. And I was like, Leah, your literal bumper is like hanging out of the car.
I had to pick up pieces and they're in the back of my car now, of my bumper.
The thing
is cracked.
Crazy.
Thing is cracked and it's hanging out. And now when I pull into my driveway, I hear it clanking. Aww. Like the thing is going to fucking fall off. And I just want to know who the fuck it was, because I would like to talk to you myself.
She would like to pull I would that like to bumper talk out of her backseat.
She would like to have a conversation with
because
you.
Because fuck you. Like, actually, take ownership for
it's
your
bad
shit.
It's karma. They,
and
you know,
honestly,
it is bad karma.
If you're driving, just fucking pay attention.
Right.
Pay the fuck attention. You're driving a vehicle. Like, you could... Thank
a vehicle's
God,
a weapon.
Thank God I wasn't
says.
In the car.
Yep.
I mean... Yeah. I don't know if I would have gotten injured, but still, like, my thick is that
thank God
I'm not getting hurt.
I was
gonna
say, thank God she wasn't in the car.
Yeah.
Twice.
Do you think they were trying to like parallel park? Is that what this
no,
is?
No,
it looked like someone tried
like
to pull
someone
in.
It looked like someone was backing out or pulling in. The way they hit it was the driver's side, front like bumper. Or
I think they were either backing their car into the spot or they were pulling into the spot and they just smacked her.
Because people don't know how to parallel park. Because you can't pull into a spot to parallel park. You have to move up to move back.
And can I just say...
Well, no, she didn't. It was a regular parking space.
It was
a regular... It wasn't like a parallel parking space.
I was thinking we're parked on the street.
No, it's not like a main street. It's like a literal parking lot. And the spaces aren't even that small. My truck has tons of room when we park there.
Yeah, your school bus.
But can I just say, I've had this car for 5 years, and I've never had anything happen to it. 1 month. Not even. 3 weeks. And two fucking idiots in two separate parking lots have hit my car.
Learn how to drive.
Learn
I'm just so
Leah
fuck.
Is tired.
And then wait, can I just say? Can I just say? On my way home, I'm driving home. I'm livid. I was calling Justin. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck is going on. I'm like crying now at this point. And I stop at a stop sign and I let the person go. And then it's obviously how do stop signs work for you
guys?
Yeah,
then you go.
Is it I go after the other person?
Yes.
Oh, well, not according to this bitch who's on her fucking phone. Doesn't even stop at the stop sign. Just sees the person going in front of her. And she just continues to roll through. And she's like, okay, she's not paying attention. I'm turning already because I'm like, fuck you. Hit me. You want to take ownership for all this shit?
Hit the other side.
So,
it.
So I literally am on my horn because this bitch is not paying attention.
As you should.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Pay the fuck attention. Put your fucking phones down. Sorry.
I've been beeping a lot too, a lot recently.
Someone hit me, little Diego. Out there.
And it's like, I was just saying,
yep.
I was just saying to Corinne while we were getting our nails done, everyone's driving like a fucking twat right now.
I said, well, the sun's out.
Because and everyone just thinks.
Sun's out, twat's out.
Yeah, yep. Seriously. And if you have a child on the road,
yep.
Tell them to fucking pay attention. Yep. If they're young, tell them they need to pay attention because it's not them. Like, you could do everything right.
I don't think this was a kid that did that to you.
No.
I have a feeling it was like an older person.
You can do everything right and someone could still almost accidentally hit you or hit you, God forbid. So everyone needs to just be on high alert. And now I'm like, am I going to have to park at the very back of fucking parking lots everywhere I fucking go now? Like, come on.
Kind of hot when you're mad. All right, everyone hold hands. Calming circle. Ready?
Oh, Jesus.
Into nothing's going to calm me.
Tank. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, we're doing that.
Like Hocus Pocus, a calming circle. Okay, good. Thank
you. Do you feel good? She didn't feel calm. She was like, get off my hand.
I'm so angry.
Corinne, what's your thick and tired?
I don't really know. It's hard this week because there's so much stuff. I feel like right now I have life as my tired because I'm just like, I feel like I need to catch a break.
Yeah, you got a lot going on.
So I feel like there's a lot of waves that are happening and I was kind of like getting like other things were like falling into place and then more shit just came as like a tidal wave.
That's always the case, just how life works, I guess.
Yeah, and it's just like, you know, so I'm a little like I want other people to like give me a break.
Yes.
Is that what I like?
Yeah, because it's like a lot of things that happen kind of not in your control.
Yeah. Like I get it. Like I'm not answering people, I'm not doing, but I have a lot of things going on. Yes. So I'm like trying to like do the best that I can to just get through every single day. And it's literally one day at a time and that's it.
Right. Well, I'm really proud of you.
Well, thank you. And then my thick is, well, I'm alive. So that's...
Wow, we're on the same page.
Well, I mean, like, I'm still, like, I don't mean it like that because then I sound like Paul's dad, but, like, I feel like I'm still getting up and I'm still able to, like, do things and, like, laugh and smile, and that is, like, a blessing.
You've always been, that's you. You've always done it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very, like, resilient in that kind of way. So, like, that's my mindset. Like, okay, this shit sucks, and I do have moments of, like, whatever, but, like, then I have to go into, like, this, like...
You are a resilient bitch.
Thank you.
One of the most resilient people I've ever met in my life.
Thanks.
There's a lot of shit. Like you're just plowing through, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, you know what?
Plowing through these hoes.
There's so much stuff that has happened. Who was I making the joke about with the book? And I was like, I want to write a book. I'm like, but I need a ghostwriter because I'm not a...
I can write it.
Gia's going to write my book. She's going to be my ghostwriter. But it's going to start like this. February 17th, 1977. And so the shit begins.
That's your birthday.
Yes.
Yeah, that's my
birthday. Okay, so, we'll start sitting by the pool. And we'll type.
Yes.
You'll have a tape recorder.
Amongst the palm trees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it could be a Lifetime movie.
This is so, so random, but I think my mom, when I was younger, like, she wanted to, like, write books and stuff, so she actually has, like, mad, like, half-written books and stuff. It's very weird. Wow. And she used to always have, like, a tape recorder and, like, chit-chat into it, and we had so many, like, tapes around our house. It was very weird. Okay. Wow. Anyways, Cassidy, you're thick and tired?
I would do it.
Oh, no, start with you do it.
Oh,
you're
me?
Thick and tired, biatch.
Mine is entertaining-ish. So, my thick... So my birthday was on Monday. I'm not thick on that. I was literally standing in the rain, like, crying. Because I just wanted to feel something. You know what I mean? It felt right for my birthday.
What?
Anyways, but... So I was like...
Well, it was a sensory deprivation. Are you looking for sensory now?
I guess so, yeah. Well, I'm very up and down. So... On Monday, I was just like, in a mood. But then later on in the day, everyone started texting me. I'm thick on everyone telling me their secrets and gossip.
Oh, I love it. That.
Any deep, dark secrets you have, as long as they're not too depressing, tell me.
Didn't I just send
you an email?
Or email
info at iremain.com.
I don't even know. You
probably like Gemini.
Did. Oh, yes.
Yes, I did send it.
And I love it. I was just...
Yeah, I was like, this is so Gia.
Let's do a deep, dark secret episode
no.
this week.
Yes.
Everybody out there, email info at iremain.com. We will keep you anonymously.
Yeah, tell us your deep, dark secrets.
You can send it anonymous, too.
I won't tell mine. I don't have
There's ways of doing that.
I'm excited. That sounds good.
You can fax it to us.
What's your tired?
My tired... it's so stupid. My tired is how fast eyebrow pencils run out.
Yeah.
Why do they run out so fast?
I get it.
And I can't get the thin ones anymore because they just break on me. And I feel like I literally... So I bought... two eyebrow pencils.
Mm-hmm.
I opened up one and I had a second one and I went to go... use it, and then the next day I went to go back and pick that same pencil up
and it's like gone,
and it was literally gone. But then I picked up a different one and it was the brand another brand new one. I said it wouldn't look like this if this was brand new.
Oh.
So I said, you know what? I don't understand how any of this works.
What the hell's going on? You distracted me.
What's going on? So, yeah. So I'm sick of how much, like, how fast eyebrow pencils run out. Because then I feel like I'm buying them every single week. And I'm not even using a lot of it. And
Sephora sucks, so.
Yeah. Even though I do use the e.l.f. eyebrow pencil. All
right. My turn. My thick. It's my outfit today. Because it's really cute. She looks cider hot. Curve, love it. Got this from here a lot.
How much was it? It was probably like $7.99.
It was like nothing. And it's it's so a bodysuit and it's cute. I wear my high waisted black pants, but it's like cute, right?
Yeah.
The yitz are yiddying.
The pants from the Curvy Corner.
I gotta go visit my
No, those are from Torrid.
They're not from the Curvy Corner?
No, this is from the Curvy Corner.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh shit.
Thank you. Thank you.
I stand corrected. I thought those were the Torrid.
No, this is yours. Oh, I have those. I forgot about those. Yeah. Okay. I was thinking about this earlier. You know that football player kicker guy? He did like his little speech and everything. And everyone's like up in arms. Listen, here's the thing. Do Kermit? I agree with him 100%? No. But like, that's his opinion. Whatever. You know what I mean? If like, it just doesn't like if people are so
like assholes.
People have different opinions, and then immediately like turn to violence and like fuck you.
Yeah,
like,
I really like, still have to keep listen
him
to it.
He's probably a nice guy. You know, that's all that matters if he treats you with respect. If this is his opinion, just, like, keep it moving, you know? I don't know. Just...
I really need to, like, sit down and, like, really listen to it.
Everyone flips out if they don't. Someone doesn't agree with them. And it's just, like, whatever.
I feel like they also had beef. I feel like they were, like, time and place.
No, I mean, but, I like, know, whatever, dude. Like, that's his... if he wants to use that platform, like, yeah, it's the greatest, like, I don't agree with it, but I'm not going to sit there and be like, fuck you, fuck your family, go to hell, like... quit the NFL.
I live under a rock. I have no idea what
it's
you're
just
talking
I don't know
about.
But like it's with everything though. It's with everything we'll like everything.
Is it a new thing that just happened?
No, he did this is just was a like really hot as shit football kicker player.
Okay, and what
did
happened?
A speech at a commencement ceremony. He's very Christian, very Catholic, like very old school when it comes to like his morals and shit like that. He said something. I don't know the word for word because a lot of people are also taking it and running with it, you know what I mean?
I think it was like a very long. Yeah, because it's like a commencement speech, so I think it's like 15 minutes.
You know, I don't know. We should talk about that next
week. Is that how long they are?
No, they're
commencement
longer
than speeches.
That. Like anyway, send us your hot gossip.
Perfect.
Deep dark secrets.
Send us your gossip. Send us any drama you have.
And send it anonymously if you don't want to send it. I don't know. Make up a fake email and just send it.
We'll change names.
We'll never know who you are.
Yeah, we would literally never know.
We will change it up. We'll even add fake facts into it so that no one knows it's you.
Yeah. No, we won't go that far. But we'll definitely, whatever. We'll definitely change it.
I'll create fake
stories. Who would know? Come on.
No one would know.
Nobody would know. All right, ladies. Until next week. Juicy gossip. All right.
See you next Tuesday. Get off your cell phones when you drive.
Please.